Whatsoever you shall ask the Father in my name, he will give it you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. What a joy it is to be with you. Thank you for having me. There's always a fantastic hospitality here at St. George the Martyr Church. I'm very grateful to be back with you this morning. We celebrate Rogation Sunday today, and the word rogation comes from the Latin word rogare, which means to ask or to intercede. And we hear our Lord Jesus Christ in this morning's gospel remind us that it is through the power of his name that the Father gives us all things good and necessary for our salvation. And the truth of the Christian faith is that the Lord Jesus Christ, who ascends this coming Thursday into heavenly glory, lives and reigns as our high priest, our mediator, and advocate. As St. Paul writes in the New Testament, Jesus Christ ever liveth to make intercession for us. He is alive in heaven, bearing the scars, the wounds of his crucifixion, but in the glorious body of his resurrection, so that he may stand before the Father and plead for us before the glory of the Father's throne. He, in fact, is our mediator. He's the one who pleads our case, who pleads our cause before God. That is why the entire epistle to the Hebrews is dedicated to the truth that the Lord Jesus, who is true God and true man, is our priest. A priest forever after the order of Melchizedek, that is, in the mysterious language of Hebrews, a priest with no beginning and no end, because our Lord Jesus is the eternal Logos. He is the eternal Word. He is God the Son, who took human nature and in our human flesh now lives to intercede and pray for you and me. Rogation Tide is a wonderful English time of year. The Church of England and her descendant churches have always observed it with particular fanfare. There are 3 days that lead up to Ascension Day, a sort of little Lent that prepares us for the glorious feast of our Lord's ascension into heaven. And on Rogation Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, the color traditionally is purple. Those are considered days of penitence and prayer as we prepare our hearts for the ascension. In many English parish churches, the priest and the people would beat the bounds of the parish. That is, they would actually make a rogation procession and go around the boundaries of the parish, blessing the whole region and planting crosses. This was done to bless the crops in the field, mindful of the spring harvest, but also mindful of the fall harvest that will come at the end of the long summer season. And in Rogation Tide, the people of God have asked the Lord to bless the fruit of their industry in terms of agriculture and all of the works of their hands, that God may prosper what we do and that we may have his blessing. That goes to the very heart of the rogation mystery, that Christ is our intercessor and he lives to make intercession for us. We have, as it says in Hebrews, a high priest in the house of God. And this high priest knows our own feelings, our own experiences, totally without sin, but like us in every other respect. And this high priest, who sighed and cried to his Father in his mortal flesh, was glorified out of his obedience. Christ was glorified because he was obedient to the Father, and in so doing, he remains forever the priest and victim of the new and everlasting covenant. It's wonderful that we as Christian believers have access to the throne of the Father through Jesus Christ. Traditional Christian prayer is always triune. We offer prayer to the Father, through the Son, in the Holy Spirit. And we always pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Because in Scripture, the name identifies with the person. To invoke the name is to invoke the ontology, the existence, the reality of the person being invoked. So when we pray in the name of Jesus Christ, we are calling upon him and we identify our prayers with him, and he promises that he will take our prayers and offer them to the Father. The Lord Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. And that's not just simply a moral teaching. That's ontological. Jesus alone is true God and true man, and therefore he alone is our only access to the Father. But because he is our access, we can go through him boldly to the throne of grace. And that is what rogation time, asking, is all about. When we ask for God's blessing and God's favor upon us, though, we should always be mindful that we seek that according to God's will. There are people that think, well, if I just pray for a new Mercedes-Benz, I'll get that. Or if I pray for a large 401k, I'll get that. Well, God loves us too much for that. God's purpose is to give us what is needed according to his will for our salvation. And so we should always remember that in our intercessory prayer for one another, for ourselves, as we make bold to have intercession with Christ to the Father in the Spirit, we're always asking for God's will to be achieved, because salvation is ultimately the alignment of our will with the will of God. And Christ tells us he's praying for that, and he presents himself as our perfect sacrifice and offering, our perfect priest, for precisely that end, that our lives, our wills, may be aligned with the will of God. And that is what our Lord means today when he says that the Father himself loveth you and will provide what you truly need. Indeed, he does. So as we approach the glorious day of the Ascension, let us remember that the Lord Jesus is alive and reigns with the Father and the Holy Spirit to be our mediator, our intercessor, our advocate, the one who is offering himself for us. And when we offer ourselves and unite ourselves to Christ, the Father finds us in him. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.